The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Hour number three of the starting lineup. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Eric Dane Show with Brian Rice coming up. They actually have a major concert announcement coming up at 10 a.m. this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Been trying to crack that safe to find out who's coming to town, but even Brian Rice is keeping that close to the vest.
Really?
So be sure you...
Just ask Ainge. She'll just tell you in the hallway.
Really?
He's not going to remember.
You know?
There's no chance Ainge remembers. He's not supposed to tell people. Yeah, there's no chance.
Okay. Hey, will somebody find out from Ainge what this major concert is so I don't have to wait till 10 o'clock? But big announcement coming up during the Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice. Hour number three of the program. I wonder what we're going to start things off with. Oh, I don't know. Maybe we're going to play the game? 1-866-656-9900 as well. Two phone calls. That's all it takes this morning for you to get involved here, Tyler Ivins and Will West. In the game we are playing today, Eric Ainge is, well, looky there. Wouldn't you know it, we don't need one caller. We don't even need two callers. We need three callers right now. 1-866-656-9900 for the rookies. How does the number right work?
Here's how it works. We'll have three contestants. Price is Right rules. It'll be like your showcase where we go head to head. You'll get a stats or numbers based question. Two contestants closest to the first number without going over move on to the second round, and then finally the last contestant standing is going to be the one that wins the big prize today. What's the prize they're playing for, Tyler Ivins?
You know, this Saturday, we're actually going to be in-house. The WNML team is going to be for nautical night. So if you're looking to grab a sharp boat or perhaps maybe see some great hockey, Ice Bears are going to be back in-house at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum, which, by the way, if you haven't had a chance to see the Coliseum since the renovations have been completed, fantastic, fantastic atmosphere for hockey fans. 2020 vouchers, that is your chance to win inside the game. Today we get started with Mark. Hi, Mark. Good morning. Would you like to have Will or yours truly start off with our question?
Let's go with Will.
All right. Mark, Ryan Newman last night in the news with a horrific crash. Grace of God, he's okay. How many career wins does Ryan Newman have in cup racing? Mark, you there?
Seven.
How many?
27.
27 is what Mark says. Bob, how many career wins does Ryan Newman have in cup racing?
Let's go with one.
One is the number there. Ooh, $1. Bill, how many career wins does Ryan Newman have in cup racing? Hey, Bill, you there?
Two.
The answer is 18. So Bob and Bill advance with one and two as their bid. That is how you play the game, gentlemen.
That's how it works, boys. Nicely done. Let's get started with Vanderbilt basketball tonight. They come to Thompson Bowling Arena to take on the Vols at 6:30. Bob, we know they have one conference win, but how many overall W's does Jerry Stackhouse's program have this year?
Let's go with seven.
Bob says seven. Bill, do you have a number?
Eight.
Correct answer. Bill, congratulations, because it is nine. The Vanderbilt Commodores, 9-16 this year. Has not been quite the go there just yet for Jerry Stackhouse's program.
It is not.
They're low win, though.
They got an SEC win.
They dropped 99 against LSU a couple weeks back in Nashville.
Yep.
99. And you hate to see it for Will Wade's program, to see Vanderbilt almost hang a hundo on him.
All right, so our buddy LSU Matt, I feel bad like we're piling on him.
Why? His Astros are just cheating? He's won a national title?
Yeah, LSU's cheating. Now he got a national title, but it's like, I mean, man, it's got to be tough because you're a Will Wade fan. And, you know, if you're an LSU fan, you got Will Wade. If you're an Astros fan,
won a college football national championship. I don't care.
Okay.
And LSU Matt, you're listening right now. You're my boy. Don't care.
Yeah, don't care.
Your boy, your team in college football won the Natty this year.
So take the L on your baseball team. Yeah. Take the L on your basketball team and move along.
At least LSU Matt knows the important things here. Rob Manfred's an idiot. And so he at least knows that.
Yeah.
So I say at least he knows that. He's a knowledgeable guy, so yeah.
So there's a couple things that you'll bypass, and the love for Rob Manfred's the one that you'll focus on the most.
Oh, exactly.
Okay, at least we have made that clear. Bill, join the Ice Bears. Another chance for you to win coming up. That's going to be tomorrow here during TSL. All right, coming up on the other side, I got to ask you, and this is something that has just been now burned into my mind since you brought it up during the show today. Off the air, that is.
Yes.
I think I have the perfect duo that I would actually pay to see.
Okay, so here's the Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury 2 is this weekend. The pay-per-view cost is $80. I want the fights in sports that you would pay $80 to watch in your living room.
Yeah. I think I have the perfect one.
All right.
It's coming up on the other side. 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
News around the NBA. The Cavs and Coach John Beilein are discussing the possibility of parting ways after not even a full season at the helm. Kyrie Irving has been elected as vice president of the NBA Players Association after Paul Gasol's three-year term expired. And NBA dunk contest winner Derrick Jones Jr. of the Heat signed a multi-year deal with Puma. Baylor once again topped the AP college basketball poll with Gonzaga separating the Bears and the Jayhawks of Kansas at number 3. Baylor and Kansas set to square off on Saturday night in Waco. San Diego State remained at number 4. Dayton and Duke jumped up to 5 and 6. The rest of the top 10 is Maryland, Florida State, Penn State, and Kentucky. Auburn, the only other SEC school, inside the poll as the Tigers jumped in at number 13. Danny Hamlin won the 6-second running of the Daytona 500 Monday evening, but the story, Ryan Newman is in serious condition, but injuries suffered during a crash on the laps on the race's final lap considered non-life-threatening. So Ryan Newman in serious condition, injuries considered non-life-threatening. Special edition Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery are hot off the press. Play today for your chance to win up to $300,000. 8:10, get a check of the roads. Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Starting lineup continues, 99.1 FM.
Can I ask you a question here? You did, or make, I guess I'll just point something out. You are going to pay $80, right?
Yes.
To see Fury versus Wilder.
Am I going to be 1/8 of the $80?
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So you drop $10, you and your buddies. That's the way you do when you see pay-per-views. Great, there's one pay-per-views. It seems like now, and maybe part of it's the WWE Network exists. So I'm like, do a streaming service, you bunch of jabronis.
Real nice, Clark.
Yeah, and $10 versus $50, that's much better.
Yeah.
But the idea of $80 to watch a bunch of guys of Evander Holyfield to take out in 3 rounds. Mike Tyson in the 80s would have knocked either one of these dudes out in 45 seconds.
I don't know what it is
and about Wilder. I'm not kidding. Wilder, he would have knocked him out in 45 seconds.
Wilder and Fury, that's just, I haven't seen two guys who've been able to be considered hands-on the best in the heavyweight division in some time.
Wilder hits like, it sounds like a shotgun when he hits people.
And the fact that Fury can stand in there and there's a chance there could be a third fight here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be part of all three of these chapters.
All right, so who is worth, because Kaner asked this earlier in the show, is Wilder Fury worth the $80 pay-per-view price? And my response to that is no. No, he's not. No, they're not. So what fight would you pay $80 to see? I told you the only one I would pay $80 to see that I can think of off the top of my head is I would pay $80 to see Peyton Manning and Tom Brady fight in a steel cage.
Okay. I'd pay $80 to see that.
Yeah.
I had a couple that came to mind in no particular order, and I don't mean this just for like ha-ha laughter shock. I would go out of my way to travel to see this in person. I got three that came to mind. Let me know which ones that you would actually come with me here on this road trip to see.
All right.
Would you pay hard-earned money to see Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph go toe-to-toe?
No, I mean, it's just the difference of weight class. That's why. I mean, one guy's 70 pounds heavier than the other guy.
Okay.
So I would not. Now, would I say Mason Rudolph gets to pick a Steelers offensive lineman and gets to pick one? I mean, picks Pouncey, and then it's Pouncey versus Myles Garrett? Yeah, I would watch that.
Would you pay to watch Lane Kiffin take on Nick Saban?
yes, I would.
So would I. But here's what I actually genuinely have always wanted to see. Just two athletes who I know do not like each other. And I know that they, when they meet in the middle of the field and they shake hands, it's kind of just like, okay, whatever, get out of here. Did you pay money to see Phillip Rivers and Jay Cutler go at it?
I don't.
Oh,
yeah,
I would.
Yeah,
oh,
probably I would.
Because I think Cutler might be able to stop him.
So I don't know.
Rivers seems like he just talks way too much trash, but couldn't throw a punch.
But yeah, but like off the field, he doesn't talk any trash. Like Phillip Rivers is a completely different dude on the field than he is off the field. So, and Cutler also, Cutler might walk in there with a cigarette, lit cigarette hanging out of his leg. and just decide he doesn't feel like doing that and turn around and walk out, and you've lost $70, right? $80.
So you're telling me you wouldn't pay to see Cutler Rivers?
I probably would not. No.
Okay.
And a lot of it's because of that, because I would have a concern that Jay Cutler would just be like, meh, I'm not doing this. And make some smart aleck comment and then leave.
Is there anybody in our on our staff that is equal weight classes that you would put them in a toe-to-toe, no holds barred match?
Oh, go toe-to-toe with each other?
Like Warden Rice?
I don't know. I don't know that's that much of a... I don't know how... I'm not paying $80 to see that.
You're not paying, okay. Did you pay...
There's nobody in the media I'd pay $80 to see fight. Locally,
okay. I was about to say...
No, there is almost no one I'd pay $80 to see fight. I'm incredibly cheap, so take that into consideration.
You wouldn't see Cowherd fight Stephen A. Smith?
No, I would not.
What?
No, I would not.
What?
I would watch the Charles Barkley-Skip Bayless fight. I would watch that. I would absolutely watch that. Skip Bayless is in great shape for a guy that's in his 70s. Charles Barkley would annihilate him. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to be in great shape at, like, 160. It's another thing to be 6'6", 280 pounds, and you can throw some real weight around. Like, that is just a difference between the two. So I would probably pay $80 to watch that just to see him get his.
Okay.
Federer and Nadal. Would you pay $80 to see Federer and Nadal go toe-to-toe with each other?
No.
So the problem is, okay, Sharapova, Serena. They hate each other.
Okay, who's the one who was dating the other one and... dating the husband.
I don't remember which one was doing that.
But there was a relationship.
I think Serena was dating Sharapova's ex. But I'll be real. It's Serena's fault.
Sharapova's the one.
On Serena. Like, it's totally on Serena. But I like Serena better. So I'd cheer for Serena, even though she started it. And it's the one perpetuating it, and Sharapova's not.
Okay.
But I'm a Serena fan, so what do you do?
Okay. Yeah, see, I could get on board with that. Because here's one thing I've learned. Especially in high school. When guys would fight, these guys would fight, they'd get separated, they'd get suspended for 5 days, they'd come back, they'd see each other in the hallways, and they'd be like, man, my bad. Man, my bad, I'm sorry. And it's just like, yeah, and they were cool. They were everything was awesome. Girls fought, not only did you have to rip their hands out of their hair, and it was just like, this is a mess.
When you pull them apart, hair's coming out.
5 day suspension, they see each other in the hallway.
Yeah.
Round two.
I would
get the best seat in the house.
Women
do not forget, dude.
How about Josh Donaldson and the entire Miami Marlins clubhouse? How about Jason Veritek and Alex Rodriguez? I'd like to see that.
So in baseball, there's only one I want to see, and that's Yasiel Puig versus Brian McCann.
Yasiel Puig would probably drill him.
Yeah, probably so. I want to see Mr. Fun, please, Mr. Don't Have a Good Time versus the guy that can't get out of his own way trying to have too much of a good time. So that's why I would want to see that one.
You know, it's funny because, you know, Brian McCann is that guy. And then, you know, one of the leaders in the Let the Kids Play whole thing is Ronald Acuna Jr. And those guys were teammates last year.
Yeah. So there's not a lot in baseball that would be compelling in that way. I would like to see Bryce Harper and Mike Trout fight. I don't know if I pay $80 for it, but I would like to see Bryce Harper and Mike Trout fight. Because Bryce Harper should be able to take him, but I don't know that he can. Because I'm afraid that he fights like Joel Embiid. SAWFT.
What about Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers? Used to be BFFs.
Yeah.
And then Braun lied about the whole thing and Rodgers publicly ridiculed him.
What about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Rodgers?
Oh, that'd be great.
There it is. That's a winner. That's the winner right there.
Because that is...
I would pay double.
Jordan Rodgers is a really nice guy, but they clearly have legit heat, right? And Jordan Rodgers is deep-rooted. Stupid nice guy. Oh, yeah. Aaron's wrong. Aaron's the bigger one and Aaron's older brother, but Aaron's wrong. So that's.
Could you imagine the WWE promo they ran before that fight?
Man.
Photos of them together, and they have the candle, and it's burning. It's like ripped in half.
What about Sherman and Crabtree? What about Sherman and?
Crabtree would win the fight.
I mean, what are you going to do
about Revis? Sherman's like a really good football player, and Sherman's like a really smart guy, and he does like if you don't know what Sherman does for the Wounded Warrior Project every year, it's incredible how much money he raises for the Wounded Warrior Project for injured veterans. But. Isn't Crabtree's problem that Crabtree's kind of a punk, right?
I mean, what you going to do when you put a sorry receiver like Michael Crabtree?
Sorry receivers like Crabtree. That is hardcore.
Oh.
That was as good. That was the best promo we've seen in football history.
It was. Who was talking trash about you, Sherman?
What about
I can't wait.
I don't know if you saw that Clowney is wanting a contract more than Khalil Mack. Would you watch? Would you pay $80 to watch Clowney versus Mac?
You know what? I might.
I think it'd be. You'd have to side with Clowney, right?
No, Clowney. Clowney would get all the hype walking in, and then have a mediocre performance like he does every year, but people continue to pay him.
He's a lot bigger than Mac is, isn't he?
Is he?
I think so. I mean, I'll
Clowney's not a small dude. I've seen if you see Clowney in person, he's not a small dude.
I'll check the statures, but I'm pretty sure Clowney's got a. I wouldn't say significant on Mac. I mean, Mac's an NFL edge guy, but I think Clowney's pretty big, bigger.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. All right, let's get to Robert's phone call. Robert, thanks for the patience,
Robert,
man. What's up?
2030 40 Club. Robert, where are you at?
40 Club.
There
baby.
You go. What up, Rob?
Hey, I got three of them real quick for you that I'd pay $80 to watch. Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise.
I would watch that. I would pay $80 to watch that.
Me too. President Trump and Joe Biden.
I would pay $80 to watch that. Really, you take any of these old politicians and put them in and get them all fighting each other. I would watch it. I would watch that. Yeah, like if you did the battle royal of everybody who right now, like Trump and all the Democrats together, because they're all about 72 years old, about the same age. Let's get them in there and let's do a battle royal.
And J-Lo and Shakira if they wear the outfits from the halftime show.
Thanks a lot.
1-866-656-9900.
Who does win that fight, J-Lo or Shakira? It's J-Lo, right?
It's J-Lo. She'd be a flight.
We win that fight.
The fans.
We are the winners.
Okay.
There.
Yeah. J-Lo's pretty jacked, though. She's not just in shape. Yeah. She's jacked.
Have you seen her and A-Rod when they work out together?
Yeah. So that's, you know what I mean? So she's got some muscle mass on her. Yeah. So if you can, I think that J-Lo does win that one.
Star Pitch Cut coming up on the other side. Still a lot more to get into. Final 30 minutes of the starting lineup for a Tuesday on the way. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Oh, people on Twitter this morning.
Wayne says, Charles Oakley versus Kevin Garnett. Take my money.
Charles Oakley versus James Dolan.
Yeah.
Take my money. 99.1, Tyler Evans, Will West.
No, I would pay $80 to watch Charles Oakley beat down James Dolan.
Charles Oakley, man, at one point in time, man, Oak Tree, nobody was squaring up against him.
Well, actually, a lot of people squared up against him back in the day.
Well, what I meant was...
nobody on the street.
Willingly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, if somebody calls you out, it's just kind of like, look, we don't have time to talk about it on the floor, now we're going to have to scrap.
Yeah.
He kind of takes that mentality with me. One thing I've learned about with working with you is that my answer to everything used to be like, okay, we can't agree to something, so let's fight. So you have at least tried to help me like calm down a little bit. You can't talk things through,
the
right?
The best scenario when you get into a fight, is that you jack up your hand. That's not good. Kids don't fight. Doesn't solve anything, and it jacks up your hand. Now,
I'm a hard-headed 33-year-old.
You got to defend yourself. But other than that, there's no good. If you catch somebody breaking into your garage,
real tough guy, Tyler.
They might get beat down. But
I'm not saying I'm a real tough guy. I'm just saying that. Look, I got to find better ways stop being so angry.
Who in the Knoxville media gives us the best fight? And it can be sports related. It can be not sports related. What do you got? Our buddy Russell Bivens had the rotator cuff surgery, so he's on the IR right now. We can't put him there.
Let's hear John Adams versus the subscribers to the Knoxville News Sentinel.
There we go.
Who else wears Cosby sweaters besides John
Jimmy
Adams?
Jimmy, too, is a Twitter reply.
Oh, Jimmy and John Adams going toe-to-toe. I would watch that fight. My money's on Hyams. My money's on Hyams by a country mile, but I guarantee you that John Adams has like ninja dust that he throws in your face. And he just puts you out.
Stop it. That's all I got right now.
Yeah, okay. You got nothing else? There's no other fight in the Knoxville media that you would pay to see on a pay-per-view?
Because
otherwise, Ted Hall versus Russell Bivens, the one that I want to see.
Our boy,
But Bivens, and I love both of them, but they're both really, really good, and they're great dudes, and... But Bivens on the IR, so what do you do?
Oh, man. That's a really good one, man. That's a really good one. I'm trying to think if there's any... Ooh.
Patrick Brown, Luis Fernandez.
That wouldn't be much of a...
You know, Patrick Brown's he's an athletic guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Luis is a big dude. Did he play... I mean, he's 6'1", 6'2",
yeah,
probably 220?
He's
210?
No, not a chance. Lou's my guy. Not a chance he's over 200.
Really? Oh, you think so?
Not a chance.
Really? Okay.
No way. That's my guy, though. Not a chance.
That's okay.
Brown.
Eric Kane said you skip. If you're listening, Eric Kane said you skip leg day.
What about females? Would you do Robin Wilhoit, Lori Tucker?
Yeah, I'd watch that fight. What are you kidding me? Of course I'd watch that fight.
Would you watch...
If we're doing the females and we're doing the battle royal, Tiersa Smith's the one that's going to win that over the top battle royal, right?
I love Tiersa
Smith. Amanda Hara as a sneaky kind of a dark horse in that.
Why do we know way too much about these lineups and like these? Tell the tapes here
about the who's going to win fights amongst the different news broadcasters around town.
I'll set the betting odds.
Okay,
you give me the lineups. I'll set the betting odds.
Handicap match. Remove Ange and Kaner from the consideration. Give me any two I can't put over the top rope.
You can put me over.
The only one that might come to mind would be Gene, our guy Gene from the Chattanooga Times Free Press.
Yeah.
Big
guy.
Yeah, former college athlete.
That's a lot of it too. Is there's a lot of smaller guys that can't pick me up.
Oh yeah.
So that's a lot of it. Is the ability to not get picked up is also that's also part of it.
Yeah.
So as I weigh a lot, even in like in great shape, I weigh like I can't weigh under 260. Like I would die if I weighed under 260. Like I'm heavy.
I got nothing, man. I think you might have that. This pond might be dried up.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anything at the top of my head right now that would.
The key kids weigh a lot. That's the key.
Star Bitch Cuts on your radio now. That was a great topic.
Yeah.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market. Where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, still their birthday... Talent edition. Here we go. So the talent birthday edition, rather said. Play baseball like D.D. Gregorius, who turns 31 today. Act like John Travolta, who's 67. Football skills like Le'Veon Bell, 29. Star bench cut.
What was the first one? Hit the ball at D.D.?
Yeah, like D.D.
Gregorius. Give me start Le'Veon Bell, bench D.D., cut John Travolta.
I'm going to start D.D. I'm going to bench Travolta, and I'm going to cut Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, because
Le'Veon Bell got a whole year off of work. You know how awesome that'd be in your 20s? Just take a year off of work.
But who makes the most money out of those three?
Travolta, but
right.
But you're still in their talent, though. Their talent. So like,
I don't think Travolta has a ton of talent. I think he's still riding on the coattails of Saturday Night Fever, and because of that, he's making them monies.
Guess what else he can do? Fly a plane.
Travolta,
when he goes places, jumps in his own plane, flies himself. He has a runway next to his house.
That's pretty rad.
So you said everyone's like, hey, get in the car. No, I'm Travolta.
Well, I went on the personalized jetpack to hit.
Le'Veon Bell is not my running style, but his running style is very efficient, very patient weights, you know. So. All right, here we go. Best manager, Major League Baseball, Terry Francona, Joe Maddon, Joe Girardi.
You know what's funny? I think we actually talked about this last year, and I'm almost certain Alex Cora and AJ Hinch were on our list. And now that they've canned, that you got to ask who moves up. So based on the list that you provided, I'm going to start Tito. I'm going to bench Girardi. And I think help me here. Third one. I think I'm going to have Madden. To cut Joe Maddon.
Yeah, no, it's the order you read a bit. It's Tito, start Tito, bench Maddon, cut Girardi.
A lot of people don't like Maddon, though.
I think he overcooks it. He does. He overthinks things a little bit too much. He can do that, but man, they win everywhere he goes.
Here's the thing. The only reason why he's not the Cubs manager anymore is because Chicago didn't want to pay him $6 million a year to be a manager.
I don't think they got along either. Theo and Maddon, I don't think got along.
I could see that.
All right, here we go. Best form of music. Vinyl record, CD, digital MP3.
Start digital MP3, bench CD, cut vinyl records.
What do you have against vinyl records?
Because I would scratch them. I don't know how to use them right. I can't have nice things.
You don't go over to the nice
also,
rapping.
I'm really good at editing things. So if I've got a digital copy of something, I can do some things with it.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
You're telling me you don't take the needle and you don't do that. Right. You don't hit that.
No, I do, but not on purpose.
I'm going to start the MP3, obviously. Yeah, because I can get it digital. I can listen to it anywhere. Just plug it in. I'm going to bench the vinyl record. I'm going to cut the CD. I don't even know. You know, they just came out with Now, That's What I Call Music 77 on CD.
Did they really?
Who's buying that?
You know what's the worst for the parents out there listening? You know our pain here. When you have kids, guys, Kids Bop CDs. Get ready for that. Kids Bop. Because there is nothing worse than listening to somebody else's kid sing Lady Gaga to you.
Rah.
Let's go with best coach in college basketball. Coach K, Bill Self, Jay Wright.
Man, that's a good one. I'm going to start Coach K. I can't believe I'm about to cut Bill Self, but I'm doing it. I'm benching Jay Wright, and I'm cutting Bill Self.
I'm going to start Jay Wright. If I said best coach. Not recruiter, Coach K's there. And Coach K, in my lifetime, is the greatest basketball coach of all time. Today, start Jay Wright, bench Coach K, cut Bill Self.
That's why Jay Wright's about to be the next Knicks coach.
Best chance to win the NBA Finals, Lakers, Bucks, Raptors.
Well, on that list, I'm going to start the Lakers. I'm going to bench the Bucks. I'm going to cut the Raptors. I'm sorry. No chance Toronto makes the finals this year.
I agree. I think there's a better chance that either the Sixers or the Celtics make the finals than the Toronto Raptors, regardless of what the record is. That's the right order.
I agree with that.
All right, last but not least, best sports outside of the Big Four. Big Four being, of course, baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. NASCAR, golf, or tennis?
Man, are you kidding me? I'm going to start golf. I'm going to bench tennis, and because we've had a lot of vocal NASCAR people this morning, I'm going to cut NASCAR.
So it's the one you like the most, right?
Well, yeah.
I want your answer when I'm done here, Kaner.
Yeah.
I'm going to start NASCAR. I'm going to bench tennis. I'm going to cut golf. I grew up with NASCAR. NASCAR was our thing, and I didn't play golf until later in life. My dad used to call it cow pasture pool. And so it was just
what?
Like, yeah, it was, well, back in the day too, you didn't have very many public courses. So yeah. Either you belong to a country club and had a ton of money, or you go play at some public course that was not well taken care of, and high school kids would be drinking cheap canned beer over on one of the, you know what I mean, in the woods next to one of the holes. But I'll start NASCAR, I'll bench tennis, I will cut golf.
Yeah, I wish that I played golf. My family plays golf. I don't. I have never, ever, ever held an interest in tennis. So I'm going to start NASCAR for sure, because there was a time where I kept up with it very, very much. I keep up with it now, but I used to watch it every Sunday. I'll start NASCAR. I will bench golf because I can flip it on Sunday, especially when, you know, there's some leaders up there, you know, guy in a red shirt and he's pushing there, and then I'll cut tennis.
Yeah, it's okay. There's one thing that we don't talk about it enough, because tennis, instead of people being mad, they just stop watching. Men's tennis, the fact that they just sit back at the baseline and just crank big 130-mile-an-hour forehands,
oh, yeah.
That is something that has crushed that sport. Not having an American that's great has not been good either, but they, you know, they don't ever see anybody go to the net. There's not a lot of serve and volley. That's something that has really, really hurt the sport of tennis, but I like tennis, though.
Heritage Realty, bring in your start, bitch, cut on this Tuesday.
HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own, and maximizing your investment value. Find out more, HeritageRealtyKnox.com.
You know what's fun to play, even when you get old and you continue to play it? Sand volleyball. That is so, or beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball.
So much fun to play.
I can't get the same level of jumping power on beach volleyball that I can playing on like a concrete court or something. Like for a big guy, I'm deceptive with the jumping, and I enjoy the compliments that come whenever I jump, and people are like, whoa, you can get up there.
Every time I play beach
volleyball.
But
when I do it on the beach, I don't get the same compliments. Yeah. And this is about my ego, Kaner, more than it is.
That is true.
Every time I play beach volleyball, I'm always on a trip with somebody who I've never met before, and they surprisingly always played volleyball in college.
And there's always like, that one guy's like, yeah, I played 2 years.
Like, what's your name? Oh, hi, I'm Stacy. And it's just like, who's going to stay at all block, Stacy? What the heck was that? Oh, sorry. Oh, 3 years, Cal State Fullerton.
Listen,
you're just like, what?
For us shorties, us compact individuals, we just like to be a little setter. Yeah, I'll set you. I'm not going to jump. I'll set you, though. I'll set you. I can dig, maybe. I'll set you. That's what I do. It's fun.
You guys have got it better than I do when it comes to beach volleyball. 99.1, we cross over at the Eric Gaines Show next.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, Danny Hamlin outlasted Ryan Blaney to win the 62nd running of the Daytona 500 Monday evening. The race was the second closest finish in the history of the track. It was the second in a row for Hamlin at the track, and the third overall 500 checkered flag. Ryan Newman is in serious condition, but the injuries suffered during the crash on the race's final lap are considered non-life-threatening. Per a NASCAR statement put out late Monday night, Newman was rushed immediately to an area hospital following that crash on the race's final lap. Baylor once again tops the AP College basketball poll, with Gonzaga separating the Bears and the Jayhawks of Kansas at number 3. Baylor and Kansas set to square off Saturday. San Diego State remains at number 4, while Dayton and Duke jump up to number 5 and 6. The rest of the top 10 unfolds as such. Maryland, Florida State, Penn State, and Kentucky. Auburn, the only other SEC team inside the poll, as the Tigers check in at number 13. Love Keno to go. There's more to love when you add Bullseye for your chance to win up to $300,000. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play your way today. It's 8:44. We're going to check out the roads with Pete Michael Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
This song's dead to me.
Why is it dead to you?
Because the finale ruined the show.
I was okay with the finale. I know, I understand why people didn't like it, but the finale of How I Met Your Mother, I thought it was fine. The show was about Ted and Robin.
I recorded it.
Are we all just looking for a Robin Schulersky out there?
I recorded it on the DVR about a month ago because it came on one of those late night airings on WGN, and I decided I was going to watch the finale one more time, and then I was never going to watch another episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Really? So you're like that's your Game of Thrones, because Game of Thrones to me was the best show I've ever seen in my life. But once the finale happened, I was like, don't waste your time, because all these like secret reveals mean nothing.
I binged How I Met Your Mother Saturday night. So
I can watch that and Seinfeld are the only two shows you can throw any episode on at any point in time, and I don't care how many times I've seen it, I can watch it again.
Throw Friends and The Office in that mixture as well for me, and that's me.
If they had stopped the finale at "and that kids is how I met your mother," one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah.
They killed it and buried it in the ensuing 5 minutes. Sorry, Tyler.
So you've got a major concert announcement coming up. We're going to change the subject before
10 o'clock.
We're about to find out who would win in a media fight between Ivins and Rice.
10 o'clock. Okay, give me the fight that you would pay $80 to see. That is the get-in price. But no, 10 o'clock, huge concert announcement happening.
Huge.
During the EA show with Brian Rice. Give me the fight you would pay $80 to see, because that's what it's going to cost to see Tyson Wilder 2.0. Any fight with anybody in the world.
I like what your caller suggested earlier, and just throw the politicians in it, because they're all about 100 years old now. You know that even if there's a big weight advantage for one over the other, it's not going to matter.
No, it's not.
Now, can they have props? Because I think Bernie Sanders could swing a chair.
Bernie Sanders has swung a chair before.
He looks like a guy who could swing a chair. So I want to see any politicians fight. I don't care what your political affiliation is. I don't care if you like him otherwise.
Pete guy is a veteran of a war, so that's the one guy you'd have to take out.
Yeah, but...
And if you've never served, like, there's a difference, man. There's a difference.
It's different. Okay, so then I'd still pay it, because here's the other thing. And you mentioned this with talking about Charles Oakley and James Dolan. I'm paying the money, even if I know it's going to be a beatdown, because some people I want to see beaten down. For some people, it's worth the $80 to see the beatdown more than it would be to see a competitive fight with somebody else.
Okay. That's fair. In the media, is there a local media fight that you would pay $80 to see?
Not anymore. We're all kind of boring now.
Yeah, I know. There's not that. There's not really.
There was a day that I would have paid to see like an all out tag team match between the guys that were at VolQuest at the time and the original setup of Rocky Top Insider.
Oh yeah,
with Houston why can't I think of it? Reed Carringer and Daniel Lewis against the VolQuest guys, because there was some
I don't know Daniel Lewis, but isn't he a big guy?
I think he lifts.
Okay,
I think
gets after in the weight room.
I think that would have been a fun one to watch, because there was some animosity there.
There was heat
about 14, 15. That would have been fun. I would have paid money to watch that. But we're all calm now. Like, nobody. Some people take snarky shots. And I mean, I take snarky shots at the New Sentinel sometimes, but it's not the fault of the writers what their corporate overlords say. Oh, we need to focus on this right now. It's not their fault.
Kaner took a shot at Luis Fernandez during the last segment. So, Kaner versus Luis Fernandez. Who wins that fight?
Hey, that's my guy. That's my guy. He doesn't weigh 225.
Luis has the length.
Oh, yeah.
Kaner's got the
reach. Reach matters.
Yeah, reach matters.
That's what's wrong with Ainge. Like, it'd be hard to fight Ainge in a like fair fight, like Letterkenny style. You just have to kill him.
We can set his reach up. Is too next long. Next time Lewis fills in for Ainge, I mean, I can set something up. We set up a ring in the back.
An 86-inch reach. Ainge actually lays on his back in the studio and changes the light bulbs.
Fun fact,
a weird thing to watch if you ever see it during the break.
Fun fact, Vince Ferrara's office is actually a regulation MMA size cage, so we just roll it down there and see what happens.
It's funny, but it's true.
It's true. He's got a big office downstairs.
Huge office.
I think he's got the biggest office in the building.
Coming up on the program today is
a huge action-packed show. We will talk a little bit about the Daytona 500. Ralph Weekly will join us at 9:30. Major concert announcement. Biggest. I can't say the biggest we've ever done, because we got to announce Elton John, but like it's a close second in my mind. And Ryan Callahan of GoVols 24/7 at 10:30. Play Florida, Alabama, or Georgia. If there's one Eric Ainge show you listen to today, it's this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Not all of them, but today.
Today.
Yeah.
If there's one Eric Ainge show you listen to today.
No, I heard what he said. I'm just trying to add the double hype to it.
Yeah. No, this is a huge one. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great next 3 hours here on the Sports Animal.
Are you going to pay $80 to watch Wilder Fury?
No.
Would you pay $40 to watch Wilder Fury?
I don't know who. I honestly do not know who either of those people are.
Oh, really?
Okay. My are we boxing or MMA? Yeah.
It's boxing.
Okay. My watching of boxing stopped about 4 or 5 years ago because it just wasn't compelling. And I just haven't gone back. I mean, I was a huge boxing guy. Like Friday night fights on ESPN2 every week.
Yeah.
Buying some pay-per-views, chipping in with some friends buying pay-per-views. But it lost me at some point. Now, I can't explain why. It's just all the people I'd heard of are gone. They didn't do a good job developing everybody else. And so you throw out these names and I just go, well, okay. And so many of the big fights, I think this is a big part of it. So many of the big fights are on Saturdays during the fall.
They're also, like, they don't get that. We don't get those fights until the people in their mid 30s.
Yeah.
So they're like 5 years removed
they spend
from their
years from dancing around
tomato
each other.
Cans. Yeah. Fighting tomato cans for $60 pay-per-views that are wastes of everyone's money. And then they, I mean, even what Wilder here, this is the younger one. He's 34.
Because you take a big L when you're 26 and you don't get another big payday. And so people are so terrified of losing the big payday that they take a bunch of kind of big paydays against overmatched opponents because they're afraid of losing the next one.
Eric Ainge show with Brian Rice.
Eric Ainge versus Tony, Chris, Phil, and a fatal four-way.
I think Phil Williams knows how to fight dirty because he's been doing it. He's been in this. He's been in these Knoxville radio streets a long time.
Yeah. Also, I mean, Phil. Somebody's taken a swing at Phil over the years.
I mean, let's just be real. If you go back to 1995, the only person who's still doing morning radio in Knoxville is Phil Williams. Phil Williams is already the ultimate survivor. You don't want to mess with that.
Brian Rice, more of that to come on the other side. 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal. Chat with you tomorrow.